Good afternoon, everybody. Today is Tuesday, October 6, 2009, and the clock tells me it's about 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am Alice Rodriguez, very happy to have all of you on this call and all of you who later will be listening to this call. I'm a business coach, strategist, and fashionista expert. I love helping professionals combine their vision with the red hot passion that they have for what they do. I help them excel with a huge amount of success for the people they want to serve, and especially to help them create a lifestyle to match. I love working with high-achieving go-getters who are finally getting around to putting themselves at the top of their priority list. I'm the proud owner of Vision for Success, and you can find me at the web at www.visionforsuccess.biz. My very special guest today, I'm so thrilled to have her here, is Michelle the Kinder Smith. Michelle is the founder and CEO of Jane Out of the Box. Michelle has conducted professional research for Fortune 500 companies for nearly 20 years, and she doesn't look any older than 23. She has brought with her tremendous amount of passion for entrepreneurship and also her extensive research experience together to create what she calls Jane Out of the Box, which is a fascinating system. Which conducts research for and about women business owners in order to help them become more successful and to unite them in one powerful voice that can change the world of business. Really, ladies, this is all about you. Jane Out of the Box provides research-based insight and education to women business owners and to the corporations and agencies that seek to serve them. Without any further ado, I give you Michelle the Kinder Smith. Welcome, Michelle. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this call today.
Oh, Allie, thank you for asking. This has just been an exciting adventure, and I've so enjoyed getting to know you as we've talked about this topic, and I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to be here and chat with you today.
I'm really very excited, too. It seems that we share the same passion to help women who are in business, whether they're already starting up or whether they've already been established for a long time. Irregardless, we do share that passion for the business women of the world to rise not only to the occasion, but to be who they're meant to be and to also serve the folks that they're meant to serve. And since our topic today is what is your business personality, I'd like you to tell us a little bit as to what does that mean and how are you going to help these amazing ladies?
I'm really glad to do that. As you mentioned, I've been in the research business for 20 years, and I started my own first company about 11 years ago now. And over that journey of running that research consulting business, have learned a lot about entrepreneurship in just on my own, through my own experiences. But about 3 or 4 years ago, I really got engaged and excited to think about how research could help women business owners really understand themselves and understand why, you know, what are the challenges that they face every day, what are the things that they look forward to, what excites them about business ownership, so that we could all really learn from each other's experiences. And what that resulted in has been an ongoing research project we've been doing for about the past 2 years, and we've now interviewed over 1,500 women business owners. And in that research, we uncovered that there are really 5 separate personality types, 5 distinct types of women business owners. And that's really, you know, what we know is that when you understand your type and you truly appreciate yourself for what it is that you want to accomplish and are able to recognize your challenges, right? You can recognize them, you can face them, and then you can take action to overcome them. When you have that deep understanding and appreciation for yourself, then you can really get to the next level in your business and in how well your business serves your life.
Absolutely. And just so that I can recap that little bit that you just said, and you did research on this particular field for 2 years, and that's how you came up with the five different personalities that are all connected to what you call Jane Out of the Box. And by the way, that is your website so the folks can hear it. It's www.janeoutofthebox.com, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, awesome. So let's talk about the five different personalities. Who would be your first Jane?
Well, and I'm delighted to share them with you. The first one we'll talk about is Accidental Jane, and they're all named Jane. But it's important, too, as we share this information, to know that you might feel like there are parts of each one that you relate to, and that's because over time, depending on how long you've been in business, which Jane you are might shift. But there is going to be one type that is your dominant type today. And that's really when you do come to the website and you take the assessment, it tells you where are you today in terms of your business. So the very first one is Accidental Jane. And Accidental Jane is about one out of every five women business owners. And we call her Accidental Jane because in all of the interviews that we did with her, typically she's a solo entrepreneur. She's an excellent professional. She has great word of mouth coming to her business, so that's really how she's attracting clients. She's happy with how much work she has, her work-life balance, overall the amount of money that's coming in. She's really content in her business. And when you interview them, almost invariably what they will say is, you know, I never really intended to be a business owner. It wasn't like her grand plan, right? But something happened in her life that ended her up in a place where now she owns a business and she really is enjoying it.
Goodness, and you said that's one out of five?
That's about one out of five women, yep, 19%.
Wow, that is pretty amazing. How many times we've heard that, you know, I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm here.
Well, exactly. And then, right, now that you have arrived here, it's are you happy with where you are?
What can we do about it, right?
Right. And by and large, Accidental Jane is happy with where she is, and that's a wonderful place to be.
All right. And who would the second Jane be?
I'm going in alphabetical order because I love all of these ladies. I think they're all fantastic. The second one we can talk about is called Go Jane Go, and this is the rarest of all the Janes. She represents about 14% of women business owners, like one in every seven or eight women. Go Jane Go she's a dynamo. She is a woman who's very passionate about serving her customers. And she wants to help people. She really is all about service. So she may not even necessarily be as money motivated as some entrepreneurs. She's more about, she has a mission that she's trying to fulfill. Now, because she's so passionate about that mission, she has a hard time saying no to people. And as a result, she can oftentimes find herself in over her head a little bit, feeling overwhelmed. She may not always be taking great care of herself because she's so busy taking care of everyone else.
My goodness, so is it fair to say that she may also fit the profile of your typical caretaker?
She might be a caretaker personality. She might also be somewhat of an idealist or a person who's competitive, but not competitive with other people, more competitive with herself, right? She has very high standards, so she drives herself to do more and more and more, and that tends to be her personality trait. Now, the advantages of that are great because she is four times more likely to have a $1 million business than the average woman business owner. She has the highest personal income of all of the five groups, but she can definitely find herself in that place where she's just exhausted because she's not making herself her own priority.
Right. Boy, I'm sure this is reaching home to a lot of the ladies that are listening right now. Who would number three Jane be?
The third Jane is Jane Doe, and she's Jane Doe. Her last name is spelled D-O-U-G-H for the money. And Jane Doe, when you think about the typical entrepreneur that's presented in the media, or you know, what does the average public think that an entrepreneur looks like? They're probably thinking of Jane Doe. She's got a big business vision. She's leveraging teams and leveraging systems. She is building a business that has a life of its own, if you will, so that she is able to kind of come and go as she pleases and the business will run itself. They do, on average, have the largest businesses. They're 5 times more likely to have $1 million in revenue. And in our interviews, this is the only group that consistently talks about, kind of, I was born to be an entrepreneur. They talk about having lemonade stands and pet sitting and directly relate what they're doing today to those early experiences.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, that's fascinating. I'm sure we know a few of them. Who would your number four Jane be then?
The fourth one is, we call her Mary Jane, and it's M-E-R-R-Y. And we call her Mary Jane because she's very happily running a part-time business. Not all Mary Janes are part-time, but the vast majority of them are. And usually what she's doing, she's using the ownership of her business to create time flexibility and a lot of freedom in her life so that she can accomplish other things as well. So she's a consummate multitasker. She may be a mom of a stay-at-home mom with small kids, and her children are her number one priority, and she has her business as a creative outlet and as a way to stay in touch with her passion or her profession while she's raising the kids. We've talked to Mary Janes who are caretakers for the elderly parents, or even Mary Janes who have like a full-time corporate, powerful corporate position, but they also have a love on the side, and they've turned that love on the side into a business.
What is the percentage of your Mary Janes?
She also is about 1 in 5, 18%.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so there's a lot of part-time business owners out there.
Boy, this is really interesting. This certainly is quite a niche then, a very specific niche.
Mm-hmm, yep.
So now, these are like, is it okay to call them like mompreneurs, that these are mostly moms?
You know what's interesting? They're not mostly moms. Now, most women who own a business are moms, okay? And part of that is because of the age group. About 2/3 of all female entrepreneurs are mothers.
Right.
So, but what we find is there moms are in every single one of these categories.
It's really
about her, right? What turns her on about owning her own business? Why is she doing it? What gets her excited? And so you see moms who have they want to grow a really big business. And then you see other moms who really want to be that part-time. So the moms are pretty equally represented in all of the groups. Great question.
This is so fascinating to me because, you know, you're hitting on points that are actually very niche-specific.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and as a coach, of course, you know, I'm having all kinds of bells and whistles going off in my head. Because this is very niche-specific.
Yes, and that's why we know that when you understand what your type is, you can really, right, like if they're working with a coach, you know that the advice that Mary Jane needs and the actions that Mary Jane needs to take are very different from what Jane Doe needs to be doing to make her business the way she wants it to be. So understanding your own, that style that you have, your personality, which type of woman you are today, really can help you get clear about what you should do.
This is amazing. And who would number five be then?
Our fifth and last Jane is called Tenacity Jane. And Tenacity Jane is the most common, actually. About 1 in every 3 women fall into this category. And Tenacity Jane is incredibly passionate about her business. She has a vision for it. She knows what she wants it to be. And unfortunately, right now, she is really struggling financially. And my heart always goes out to Tenacity Jane because there was a time in my business where I was a Tenacity Jane myself, and it was a time when I felt alone and frustrated and I wasn't sure what to do. I knew and believed in my business so passionately, but I really struggled to figure out what are those actions I need to take to turn this business financially around. So the key to her, right, she's very determined and passionate about what she's doing, and the business right now is not performing financially. So she really needs to be in a position to figure out how to address that and make the business more financially successful.
And you would say, from what you're saying, that this is the majority right now, is it not?
That's right, about one in every three women.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is the largest group. And the thing is,
as ways as to help them, this particular group, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. The good news is that almost every really successful woman business owner we've interviewed says that she has been in this phase and gone through a period of hardship in her business. And those times, it's, you know, looking at them with perspective, those times are actually periods of incredible personal growth, right? You have an opportunity to learn so much when you're struggling. And yet, you know, we need to have compassion for her and you're right, provide solutions that will help her figure out what are the right steps to help the business make more money.
Michelle, on the different personalities, for example, I'm curious to just get a general idea as to what have you found in your research that each personality tends to be, do they tend to be in a specific field of business? Did you find kind of a common denominator?
We did not find a lot of commonalities across fields. Now, the Mary Jane, I do know that Mary Jane tends to be in a more creative field, and her business is a creative outlet. Now, I say creative while also knowing that part of what that means is I know jewelry makers who are Mary Janes, but I also know women who own ad agencies who are Mary Janes, right? So that's very creative work. But otherwise, we have not seen real trends. You see all of these personality types as consultants, as retail store owners, as restaurants. They're kind of running the gamut. And I think, again, it comes back to what's your mindset.
I was just going to say, so this is all a matter, as we identify different personalities for the folks that are listening to us right now and the thousands of them that will listen later to this recording, it's a matter of identifying what's the inside job that's going on with you, right?
Yes, exactly, because this is all about you. And business ownership, in a way, right, is all about you. If people say it's like the best way to get to know yourself, right?
Yes.
It really is, because in a way it pushes all your buttons. But that's good. It can be incredibly rewarding and an amazing learning experience.
All right. Well, if you had something, one thing to do for, let's say, Accidental Jane, what would be the one advice that you would tell Accidental Jane to do?
I think, you know, if we go back to Accidental Jane, she's overall pretty content with her business, right? She's got the right amount of workload. She's generally satisfied with how much money she's making. She's content. And she doesn't really want to create a lot of change. So my greatest recommendation for her is to take a hard look at her business and why not squeeze more money out of it? Because the truth is, she's really a good professional, and a lot of people are referring her, and she has a lot of word-of-mouth opportunities. So I think the key thing for Accidental Jane is to think about, gosh, it'd be nice to put some more money in my pocket. So go out and find out what your competitors are charging, because she's happy she may be out of touch with that, right? Try raising your rates with new customers who are coming in the door and test that out and see what happens. Because I think a lot of women who are in the solo entrepreneur world underestimate their own value a little bit. So I think she has a tremendous opportunity to create more profit while not having things change all that much in terms of workload.
Well, that's a great, great advice. Raise your prices. Even during the recession that we've had, I have seen more growth and more price increases in the right professional field than I saw all of 2005 and 2006 together.
Hmm. Yep, I believe that. And she is really a pro at whatever the work is that she's doing. People admire what she does, and they want to work with her. So now's an ideal time.
This is awesome. That's a great advice. And now what would you tell Go Jane Go?
Go Jane Go is another person who's near and dear to my heart, because I've lived as a Go Jane Go many times. I think it's kind of my natural state. If I'm not vigilant about it, I get back to that working 80 hours a week, which isn't really what I want to be doing. So for Go Jane Go, the tough love advice that I have, and again, it's tough love I practice on myself, is you have got to put yourself first. And that means making sure that you put time for yourself and your own dreams and self-care into your calendar. Because it's so easy when you're in that service mindset and you're taking care of everyone else and you're running around doing what they need. You think, I have no time. I'll do that. I'll go to the gym as soon as my calendar clears. But the reality is, given her mindset, her calendar is never going to clear. And what you realize when you start doing that is you actually have more energy and time seems to expand. So that's the number one key for her, is to really make her own self a priority.
And I'd say as well, as a reminder to the Go Jane Go, and you know what, I identify with that too, because at one given point I was there too. I mean, no one, I was not as important as everybody else was important.
Right.
Until one of the lessons was that for every yes, I will do this that I said, I was saying no to something else.
Yes, yeah.
That may have been of greater importance and would have probably served my life better, as in turn I can serve others.
That's right.
So I think one of the things for the Go Jane Go is to be mindful as to what you're saying yes to.
I think that's absolutely true, and a part of that is understanding what your own true personal priorities are. I mean, clearly one of her priorities is to take care of others, and that is a beautiful thing. But what do you want for yourself, right? You have to know that so that you can be clear about what to say yes and no to.
Exactly. Boy, that is such a powerful question to ask. And for some women, it's a very scary question to answer.
It is. It's
because when they hear the question, they already know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very tough to pointing up to the fact that you want to say, yes, you're right, I need to take care of me and I need to put me as number one, when the other part of you is having, you know, a big tug of war and they're saying, no, but, you know, my children come first and mama comes first and all of these other people come first. So to me, I find the Go Jane very, very dear to my heart.
Yes. Yeah.
Very dear. Goodness. All right. Well, let's go to the next Jane. The Jane, though, I absolutely adore, needless to say. She's my Neiman Marcus Jane.
Neiman Marcus Jane. Oh,
there you go.
I love that. I'm going to have to use that.
You go right ahead.
So I think, you know, Jane Doe has this big vision. She knows what she's doing. So what I would say for her is that she really should continue her education about systems and how to continue leveraging team and systems so that the business can systematically be growing bigger and bigger and bigger to reach her vision. Now, part of that for Jane Doe's is also looking at how do I manage a team effectively. Because she's this big visionary, sometimes she may delegate too quickly,
yes,
and the system isn't fair, or she may come down really hard on someone when it's not them necessarily, there's a system flaw going on. So it's finding that balance as a leader. Who do I need to be to inspire my team and keep them moving forward without letting them just run the train off the track, right? But it's also about getting that education about how can you tweak your marketing just that little bit more to refine it and make it convert slightly better. How can you create a system that will automate more things? You know, how can you implement systems and increase the number of people on your team to really help the business continue growing?
So it's all about the growth for the Neiman Marcus chains.
That's what she's after, because she has this big vision, and she also wants to serve people through her company, right? But her, as opposed to Go Jane Go, who's like, I need to serve them, Jane Doe would say, I serve them through this business. Therefore, I need
right.
this business to be big and robust and healthy.
Yes. Would you also advise them, because these are big thinkers too, they have big pictures, and then they find themselves trying to chunk it down to, you know, keeping the big picture in the horizon while they do the, you know, they look at the more doable pictures. But would you also advise them to start creating a dream team of, like, for example, an estate planning attorney?
Absolutely. That's brilliant. That's brilliant advice. And another thing that I picked up in what you said that it reminded me that we advise Jane Doe to do. She's really at her happiest when she's in that creative, planning, visionary mode. So even though she has a team, I like to ask Jane Doe to make sure they have adequate time set aside where they really have an opportunity to do their, to perform their brilliance, right, which is seeing that big picture and plotting out how is all of this going to come to life. But you're right, because she's creating an asset, she needs to protect that asset.
Yeah.
So, yes.
And also, not only to protect the assets, but the legacy.
Absolutely.
It's part of how they view success. It's not so much about how high they get, but what are they leaving behind for those they love.
Absolutely, 100% right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I would say an estate planning attorney and a certified financial planner and obviously, a top-notch CPA along with a solid coach slash mentor slash, business advisor as well.
Yeah.
It would be a must-have for the Neiman Marcus chain.
Well, and that's part of that education, right?
Yeah.
Having someone there who can help you stretch beyond what you know today.
Exactly. That is beautiful. Well said. Let's move on to the Mary Jane.
Mary Jane. I think for Mary Jane, and remember that she's got a part-time business, and that's an intentional thing for her because she has other important activities in her life that she's also focused on. The advice that I feel most strongly about for Mary Jane is to identify ways to automate your marketing systems. And the reason I say this is that Mary Janes, although they love the time freedom that they have, about a third of them are really not happy with how much money they're making. And the biggest challenge that they express is they have difficulty finding new customers. And these are small businesses, right? So it can be tough to find new customers, but if you can find ways, social media might be a way, right? To begin having an ongoing dialogue with new customers who come into your realm and then you have an ongoing conversation with them, that's going to slowly help you grow without becoming overwhelmed. Does that make sense?
Oh, my goodness, yes. That is such a solid piece of advice.
But it needs to be, for her, it needs to be automated, right? Because her time is at a premium. So don't go fall into Facebook. It's like set up a system where you can get on there for 15 minutes a day. Don't fall in there.
Exactly. Yeah, just make sure that you either hire somebody else that will help you set it up. You pick and choose the dialogues you want to have with those that you think they could be possible strong prospects. And then develop the relationship, do the dating and then do the launch and then, get married.
That's exactly right. And it's not just social media, right? It can be things like on the get married front. I love that you said that. What about a loyalty program for your current customers, right, where you reward them for coming back? Because she's looking for more money, but she doesn't want to grow this business huge, right, because that would be in conflict with her desire for more time. So it's about finding simple ways to keep every customer you have engaged and coming back and to slowly identify new customers out there and like you said, do the dating. Get engaged, get married.
Yes. Yep. Because eventually, again, that's exactly what they need.
Mm-hmm.
They need a sense of marriagehood within a small harem, if you will,
yep.
Rather than to have, many, many of them and still create quite a bit of an income where they're still very happy with the lifestyle that it's going to produce for them. So this is beautiful. You're giving beautiful advice, Michelle. I love the advice that you're giving. And now let's talk about Bradley, our prodigy Jane, our tenacity Jane.
Yeah, tenacity Jane, right? We talked about the fact that she's struggling financially right now. And there's a couple reasons that might be. So you have to look at, how did I end up in this place where I have this business that I'm really passionate about and it's not making sufficient money to provide the income that I need? A couple ways that you might have ended up. First step one is to figure out why. So it could have happened because you are fantastic at what you do, but you never ran a business before, and so you don't know much about marketing or you don't know much about bookkeeping or the kind of other stuff that just comes to us when we start a business, you may not know how to do. So if that's the reason why, then you just need to recognize that and acknowledge it, right? And then go out and find the mentors and the help that can help you learn those things you need to learn. The second way she might end up there is because she started the business, but her expectations about how quickly money would come weren't right. Or for some reason, something happened and the money didn't come as quickly as she expected that it would. So if that's the case, I think the advice for her is you got to really sit down and take a hard look at the numbers and get realistic about how long is it going to be realistically before this business is able to financially support me and itself, and what do I need to do in the meantime to sustain my family and sustain my household until this business is where it needs to be. And the third, I think the third thing that ends a Tenacity Jane here is that it could be your habits, right? I mean, sometimes we focus on doing not the right thing because it's easier, or we procrastinate the really tough tasks, or we don't want to make sales calls, those kinds of things. And so it can be your habits that you need to take a hard look at. What am I doing? Who am I being as a leader? And I need to examine that and decide what are the changes I need to make in me that will then reflect in my business.
Let's say that a tenacity Jane comes to you with not enough clarity to figure out what are the changes that she needs to make.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to her?
I think it's important here, this is a case where having a mentor or a coach can be a very powerful thing. Because when you're in that period, you're worried about money and you're stressed, it's difficult to have that objectivity to be able to really look at it from the outside and say, oh, if you just change this, this, and this, it will all get better. So having someone else to share with, these are the struggles, and just look at the business in a very objective way and deconstruct it and determine what needs to happen can be incredibly helpful to her. You know, I mean, when I was a Tenacity Jane, I didn't have that. And it got really bad for me. And I didn't, at the time, I didn't know about coaching because this was 10, 12 years ago. So I didn't know what a coach was. I didn't have an appreciation or understanding for it. So I kind of fixed it on my own. But what I knew when I dealt with it was I wasn't really making enough marketing calls. I was not really doing enough selling because I didn't want to be rejected, right? So when I realized I was in deep, deep, deep trouble, then I just said, okay, you're going to do 5 calls every day until this thing is fixed. So sometimes, and that's why her name is Tenacity, right? Sometimes you just got to do it. But having that mentor or coach can really be hugely helpful.
Well, I believe this was the part where you said in your email and in your So Well Written page where you said, well, you're not alone.
No, and it's okay. You're not alone. 1 in every 3 women is here, right?
Absolutely.
It's perfectly okay. And it's a time, when you're in it, it's hard to look at it this way, right? But when you look back on it, you say, oh my gosh, I grew so much during that period. Thank God that happened to me, because I know so much more that I didn't know then. It's just hard to see when you're there. And that's why sometimes having someone to talk to can really be enormously helpful.
From hearing you talk, this is right now the majority of this particular niche. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
So these are the business women that would need the most help in having a completely trusted and competent mentor slash coach as part of building their dream team in a way, if you will.
I think that would help her the most.
It would,
correct. Because go ahead, sorry.
No, I was just going to say it would be the first step to start clearing her head and clearing the things that she needs to change, right?
Absolutely, because it can also be an emotional experience, right? I know that when I was in this place, I felt like a failure. I wasn't a failure, right? My business, the inside workings of the business weren't set up right. just wasn't right. It needed, the business needed to be fixed. I wasn't a failure. But when you're struggling, sometimes you turn that in on yourself. What I would also say, though, about the coaching and the mentoring is I think it's really important for her to have a single mentor.
Yes.
To help her. Because sometimes what happens is you start listening to two or three or five different experts, mm-hmm. and they are experts in different areas. Their advice sometimes conflicts. You can't implement what five people are telling you all at one time. It's like, pick one thing. Find one person and pick one thing to work on and fix that thing. And then if you want to explore someone else's advice, go do that. But I think singular focus is really important for Tenacity Jane.
It is, and having that one-on-one, very exclusive and unique relationship with a seasoned, competent, savvy coach, it is just worth, what the price of gold is today.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, she should be asking questions of that coach, and tough questions like, who have you, help me understand how you're going to help me turn this around? Who else has had a struggling business, and how did you help them turn it around? You know, those are really important questions, because there are coaches out there who are excellent at a particular niche of business management, but that's not necessarily the coach who can help you look at the entire system, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and it also depends a lot, I think, in my own experience, at what point are you at, because there's also, a point where a Tenacity Jane may choose, without knowing, though, to tolerate what doesn't feel right, what deep down she knows something is not right,
mm-hmm.
and she may say, well, maybe something else will happen tomorrow.
Right.
And that something else just doesn't happen tomorrow. Because
yeah.
these kind of things are not going to happen just by sheer wish. Something else needs to happen to put all of this into place. And I'm with you. I think the one-on-one, that very personal and unique relationship, and that single attention that particular Tenacity Jane is going to receive, it's just going to, it changes her life around altogether, and it makes her a very astute business person eventually, by the way, because I've seen it happen.
Absolutely, because of the learning that comes as a result of fixing the business, right? But it's like the first thing you need to do is do that full assessment, and then to understand where the challenges are, and then you got to roll up your sleeves. Right, but as you roll up your sleeves and you start to see progress, then there's hope. Right, so having a coach who's going to push you a little bit, but also help you, see the future and see the light is really valuable.
Yeah, you know what? I am so with you. I'm getting goosebumps all over the place because it is, and sometimes. And you and I talked about this recently, how important this call was, not so much for us as it is for all of the business women that are going to be listening into this call, because it's all about them and what is in it for them. And it is about helping them come to fruition, to have their own potential, their full potential, and above all, to be able to show their brilliance.
Absolutely.
To be able to show up at their very best, not at their best mediocrity.
Yep, absolutely. And that is the thing, and that's why my heart just goes out to Tenacity Jane. What I really want to say to her is, it may be tough right now, but that's okay, because you are so passionate. It's only a matter of solving the puzzle, right? And
yes.
You can do that. You can absolutely do that.
Yes, absolutely. What would you say, for example, that would be one of the most... amazing strengths about all of the different Janes, but since we're talking about Tenacity Jane, what would be one of her strengths that she can capitalize on?
Her absolute strength is her sheer determination. I have talked to women who have been in a Tenacity Jane mode, working on a manufacturing business and working to get that manufactured product off the ground for 10 years. And you know, go and work a job and make a little money and come back and invest in a piece of the puzzle and then go back and work a regular job and come back. It's that determination that absolutely sets her apart. She knows that her purpose, her mission, her passion absolutely will help the world, right? So she knows she's got to get it out there. I think that's one of her greatest strengths. And it's only a matter of making the business model work for her.
What would you say is one of her biggest challenges?
I think her biggest challenge is probably objectivity. Sometimes the simple solution, sometimes there's a very simple solution and you aren't able to see it. It's like right in front of you. But because you may be distracted by the pressure or the stress that you're feeling about money, it may not be obvious, right? Another one may be, and I don't know that this is true for all Tenacity Janes, but I think it is true for some, she may be undervaluing her gifts, and so not charging enough or feeling shy about asking for the money.
Very good point. Very, very good point.
Right. So if that's you, you know, if that is you and you're undervaluing yourself and you know you have this important gift, then part of it is looking at the business, right? What do I need to ask for to make it perform for me financially? But there is also that mindset work about why. Why am I afraid to ask for what I'm worth?
Yeah. That's so tough to do by yourself.
It is.
Because again, it's a very frightening question to ask, and more so when you know that it's been nagging at you, because that question is almost, it's creepy. It's creeping up. And you know the answer to it, and facing up to that particular question, it can be very intimidating, it can be very scary, because you know what the answer is, and you need to answer it. And the minute you answer it, you know that you need to do something about it, and that puts you immediately out of your comfort zone.
Right. But that's why I think it's so important to share this kind of information we're talking about today, because the truth is one in every three women are facing some of these same challenges with money, right? Their business isn't performing financially. So you're not alone, and it's not anything to be ashamed about. It's something to look at as a real opportunity in your life to grow and to become a bigger and happier and more fulfilled person.
Yeah, absolutely. I get so many questions to ask you still. However, if it's all right with you, do you mind if I ask the audience if they have any questions?
Not at all. I'd love to.
Well, hi, audience. If you're unmuted, any questions of Michelle that you would like to ask? Stephanie, are you still with us? It's hard to tell from me here from the screen.
I'm here.
Oh, there you go.
I've got cartoons in the background, so I've had to keep it muted.
Yeah.
I do have a question. I kind of related personally to three Janes, so I guess you'd call me multiple personalities.
Well, again, we talked about this, right? You might, because everything is a continuum, yes?
Mm-hmm.
But there will be one type that's dominant for you today, and if you can go and take the assessment and it will tell you.
I can't take the assessment online, but I can tell you the three that I'm relating to right now.
Okay.
One is the Go Jane Go, and I've been there many, many times before. I'm making that transition, I guess, out of that. I'm learning to find more balance, and also Mary Jane, just because I am, a multitasker, and I do try to align my passions with what I'm doing and try to find ways to do that. But I think right now, I think the strongest for me is Tenacity Jane, because I just say within 2 months started my own business, and of course it's not, performing financially yet, because I'm just starting to begin it and grow it. And I realize it's going to take some time, but I relate very much to the determination that I know I have such a solid understanding of my why, mm-hmm. that it will carry me through and past that stage to the next, to wherever I need to be, whether that's Mary Jane or Coco Jane or just, you know, an equal balance of them all. I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah, I think that what you're saying is exactly right. So I don't think tenacity, Jane, is anyone's natural state, mm-hmm. or, you know, even desired state sometimes, right? Because it may not, your business isn't producing as much money as you want it to. So you will move out of that with determination once the business starts generating the right amount of revenue.
Mm-hmm.
You probably relate to the go, Jane, go, because tenacity, Jane, often feels over, you know, a little overworked. There's a lot going on, and you're in that startup mode. So you're moving in a lot of different directions at once, trying to get everything up and running,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So there's that. And then maybe your true desire, is it your desire to have a part-time business?
My desire to have more time with my family and to be able to do more. I'm very passionate about helping survivors of domestic abuse.
Mm.
I'm a survivor myself, so that's something that I want to. Okay, I'll get your scissors, baby. and here we wear my other hat. But yeah, you know, it's. You know, that's a big thing for me, you know, to be able to help other women and incorporate, you know, trying to teach other women, you know, this is what you're doing, but obviously not at that level. I just care about women and care about people. And, you know, I know that if we can, you know, be examples, you know, whether it be in our business, our faith, our families, you know, and just be examples to other women, you know, I know how empowering that can be because it's scary, you know, when we think we're all alone.
Absolutely. And so what I would say to you is you can only fulfill that mission over the long term if you make your business sit up and make money,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it needs to contribute that money to you so that you are liberated to fulfill your true purpose.
Right.
So given that that's the case, then would be the time, right, to sit down and take a really hard look at the business. How am I going to get it to contribute the financial status that I need? You know, A, what do I need financially?
Mm-hmm.
Do we really know the answer to how much income do I need this business to generate for me? Once you do that, deconstruct it. Okay, what would have to be true for this business to actually contribute that, and when is it realistically possible? And then how can I get help in creating that vision? Ellie, I'm sure you have some advice for Stephanie as well.
The first thing is get very clear as to which way you want to go. And by that I mean, and that's not always easy because you're juggling, you know, I can see you with my eyes closed. And by the way, I've never met you in person, right? But I have this picture of you in my mind. I can see you with my eyes closed, just throwing all these different balls up in the air, doing an amazing juggling act. Right? I mean, she may be making a lot of money in Vegas if she just doesn't a juggler, right? and that's when you're going to have to decide, okay, to decide and say, stop. There is only one ball that I want to throw at one time. Because otherwise you're just going to get really run down and you're not going to have the energy that you need in order to wear all of the hats that you need to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the one when it comes to being a business owner. So definitely the first thing I would recommend that you do is, what's your vision? What is it that the immediate vision within the next 6 to 12 months, and what is the bigger picture? You know, for the next 5 years, and how is that income going to come to you? What do you need to do to make it happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you going to have to create other things that will mean passive income? Are you going to have a full staff or, you know, part-time staff? Are you going to want to just stay small and be happy with being small? You know, all of these questions come into play as to what does Stephanie really want that is going to serve Stephanie first.
Right, that's right.
And then all else will fall into place.
Thank you.
Makes sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Okay, Steph. Thank you so much for your question.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I think we can move on here, Michelle, and then go on to, since we were talking about the opportunities that were available to Tenacity Jane.
Mm-hmm.
I love the questions that Stephanie had. Then it would be obviously will be the next step towards achieving her dream, which I think we touched upon it, unless you want to add some more to it, right?
Yeah, I really think that those are the key, and you said it beautifully, get clear on what you want, right? And then figure out what you need to, what's the path, or get help figuring out what's the path, and then just start implementing step by step. You've got to be patient with yourself as you go through that process. Not everything can happen overnight. But if you celebrate every little success before you know it, you're in a much brighter place.
You definitely are. And, of course, it's the one thing as well that Stephanie mentioned, her love for helping survivors of domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I heard her say that, my heart kind of took a little boing.
Yeah.
You know? And that is, wow, what a noble career and business and things that she wants to fulfill. I mean, on a serious basis, that's what she wants to do. So when I heard her say that, it was like, oh God, you know. And it sounds like when Stephanie refocuses her energy and her time, I think her talent is just going to come to the surface and shine.
Absolutely,
like
her
that.
Passion is clearly there.
Yeah, it definitely is. But you know, not everybody has that talent, especially for what she wants to do. That really takes more than passion. I think you have to have the ability to, a natural ability perhaps for some, to be able to do something like that.
Yes, it's a gift or a calling.
It is, it definitely is. So, you know, I think that you really said that part that is so important. Aside from the time and the energy that she will need, is why I'd love to really see her focus on what she really needs to get clear about, so that she can have that talent and you know, be shared with others on a very important situation that the entire world needs right now. I mean, ending domestic violence, I think it's an amazing dream for those who are involved with it, and for most of us that want to see it obviously come to an end. So that's really interesting, and of course you know that my philosophy is all about passion. Is you know that I have that program called the Power of Five, which is actually tying the passion, the pride, the purpose, and then the perception, so you know that women business owners can have the profits that they want to have.
Right.
So it's all about what you know, what do you want to do with the ownership of your business? And I think when women, especially Tenacity Jane, when they get into the mindset that you own this business, this is now yours, and to kind of snap out of the mindset of, ooh, am I really that important? Because that's another issue that some of them encounter. Am I really, gosh, what am I really doing with this? And once they do what I call the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a syndrome, but it's a mindset. And I love, actually, I teach this, and I had a program called, you know, the CEO, which stands for conviction, entitlement, and ownership.
That's beautiful.
So when you're convinced that what you're doing, it is your calling, you're unstoppable. Who's going to stop you, right?
That's right, and that's what I was trying to share with Stephanie is, if that is your calling, you must allow it to create wealth for you or income for you. You must, because if it doesn't, then you won't be able to fulfill that mission. So if there's any part of not feeling deserving, right, or that it's bad to take money for that gift, you can't feel that way. You have to know.
Exactly, yeah, because then you stay in a place of scarcity rather than, wait a minute, I have an obligation. This is a calling, you got to show up.
Right.
It's a commitment, it's an obligation to yourself to fulfill your own purpose on this plane,
right,
as we know it. So I think, you know, that is a must know for the Tenacity Gene, for all of the genes, all of us. And, of course, that sense of entitlement, when you feel that your business is there to fill your needs, then you're entitled to that money. And the minute you have that sense of what I call the good entitlement, you know, you're entitled to your money, you're entitled to fulfill your mission and vision in this life.
Mm-hmm.
You're entitled, then claim it.
Right.
When you don't have that sense of entitlement, it's very hard to claim your position on this earth. You know, but when you do, it's very easy to claim your expertise. I think everybody's an expert at something.
Right.
So once you have that sense of entitlement, it's much easier to say, you know what, I'm an expert at. And that's when you study, you know, branding, you start differentiating yourself from the rest. And then last but not least, when you own it, that to me is the last kicker, when you say, this is mine. And then you get that tremendous amount of joy, enjoyment, and satisfaction out of the whole thing. So, again, you know, I'm passionate about the tenacity thing right now.
Mm-hmm,
you know, we're here to serve them, and how else can we be of service, right? So, tell me, Michelle, what else would you want? Our time has gone so fast.
I know.
I just looked around. I usually don't want to look at the time. But I just turned around, saw the clock. I said, oh, my God, I can't believe that this time has gone, like, too quickly. And I don't want to rush through it. But what other advices, if you want to do a recap of the five things at all, what other advice would you be giving?
I think I can recap the five. And what I would say is, if you're listening to this and you don't know which one you are, please go and take the assessment, because it will give you some guidance and it will give you a few action steps that are just right for your type. And the assessment doesn't cost anything, so we'd love to have you come and take it and learn more about what we've been talking about today. The five types are Accidental Jane, and she's that happy solopreneur, right, who has that great balance of work and income. The second is Go Jane Go, and she's very financially successful, but struggling a little bit in her business with overwhelm and taking on a lot and saying yes to everyone out of her desire to help them and not necessarily focusing on herself enough. Our third is Jane Doe, and she's that beautiful visionary who's growing a big business with teams and systems. And then we have Mary Jane, who's our happy part-timer, who's got lots of time flexibility because she tends to run the business part-time and maybe really kind of wants more money, and she should feel great about that and go get it. And then finally, Tenacity Jane, who we've just been talking about, who's simply in a place where she's struggling in her business right now. And important for her to know that she's not alone and that her business absolutely can be made to perform financially. It's just a matter of deconstructing it all, right, and understanding what needs to change in order to make all the pieces come together. If I had one overarching piece of advice that I would say to all of the Janes, it would be that you have to appreciate yourself no matter where you are and which of these five types you are, because this experience of being a business owner is this magical journey, and there is nothing bad about any of the stages, right? There's different opportunities to grow. There's different things that you're learning and you're experiencing, and all of that is good, and it serves you in the big, big picture way. So I think it's really about understanding and appreciating who you are and what it is you want out of your business, and then making sure that you are doing all the things that you need to do so that your business is serving you and not the other way around.
Absolutely. Well said. Wow. I feel like standing up and applauding.
Well,
you know what?
I'm standing up and applauding.
There you go. That was so beautifully said. You just, oh, my God, the back of my back and all the little hairs are standing up. That was so well done. Thank you so much, Michelle. I want you all to visit Michelle's site. Remember, it's www.janeoutofthebox.com. Go ahead, you know. Take a look at it. Take a look at her page. She has a beautiful page in there. And get a feel for those of you who can take the assessment. You'd be blown away. Michelle is very specific as to which Jane are you. And, of course, we added on today, you know, the Neiman Marcus Jane, but that's another story.
That's what you get to go do after your business is successful, right?
can resist that one. And of course, I'd love for all of you also to visit my website at www.visionforsuccess.biz. My Power of Five business building program is beginning October 15th. So when you visit visionforsuccess.biz, do /forward calendar, and you're going to see the sign-up page in there, and it'll tell you what all about what to expect, when it's going to happen, the date, the time. It's for 5 weeks. It'll be every Wednesday starting October 14th, and I hope to see you there. And my deepest gratitude and appreciation to Michelle for having done this call. This is amazing, Michelle. Thank you so very much, and all of you will have the MP3 recording email to you as you sign up to this, and we'll also post it on some of our social media. Look for us on Twitter and on Facebook. Michelle, on Facebook, you're under Michelle the Kindersmith.
That's correct.
All right, and I am facebook.com/AliRodriguez. On Twitter, my Twitter name is Ali, and then the number 4, Coach. So connect with us in there. We got all kinds of interesting things going on. In the meantime, visit Michelle at www.janeoutofthebox.com, and I look forward to hearing from all of you, and I will see you along the way soon. Michelle, thank you so much, and thank you, everybody, till we meet again.
Allie, thank you. This has been wonderful, and I love how passionate you are about helping women be successful. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and we'll be in touch soon, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.